This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Let's have a look at all of the cues that we are looking at going into today's trading session. This particular market setup broadcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, looking at markets today, you know, indicates a very strong gap up opening. Why is that? Because it's on the back of a very strong global handover that we've got. If you're talking about the US markets, the Dow as well as the Nasdaq snapped a six-day losing streak in style. The Dow ended close to 1.9% higher, the S&P 500 ended close to 2% higher, and the Nasdaq too ended 2% higher. Now what happened was that the US 10-year treasury yield dropped almost 25 basis points to 3.705%. And what was this? What was the reason for the entire rally as far as equity markets were concerned? In an unexpected move, the Bank of England announced plans to buy longer dated US debt, and this led to an assumption as far as equity markets were concerned that the quantitative tightening that market participants were fearing was not going to fructify to the same extent to which earlier was being priced in. So on the back of that, all European indices too ended with gains. And when you're talking about oil prices, you know, that remains the one key worry. Oil prices rose quite sharply on the back of the fact that the US inventory levels were a little lower than expected. So Brent ended almost 3.5% higher, with the WTI ending 4.6% higher. Now when you're talking about Asian markets today have started trade on a very strong footing. The LCX Nifty indicates that a strong gap up opening is what we are likely to see. Some of the key events today that to keep an eye out for. Number one, remember today is the last Thursday, so when you're talking about the FNO, today is the FNO expiry, monthly FNO expiry. So you would be seeing quite a lot of activity as far as the derivatives front is concerned. The other key event to watch out for is from tomorrow, there will be a whole raft of changes as far as NSE indices are concerned, with Nifty 52 seeing change with the inclusion of Adani Enterprises and the exclusion of Shree Cement. Look forward to a wonderful trading session. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange.